that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
God damn it, shit. Hey. You hit that shit, CJ? Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's get this shit on.
All right. How you feeling, Dave?
We in here.
What up, Moses?
What's up?
CJ and this bitch. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
And I'm Big Lex, goddammit. Here we go.
We got the OG back in this motherfucker, man. Yeah. It's been a while, man. What's up, man? How you been, man?
I ain't been worth a damn, man. I'm old, been falling down, back hurting, knees hurting. Goddamn. Oh, man. Dick ain't getting as hard as it used to, so shit, what the fuck?
Hold on.
You ever heard of Blue Chew?
You don't get the Blue Chews?
Oh, I got some of them.
Are you using them? You're too old. You can't be doing that, man.
Not around the house, cause the old lady can't take too much of that goddamn blue diamond. Blue diamond, she gonna know what the fuck going on. Shit, I be fucking all damn night.
Man, this is this is episode 59, man. We got OG back in this bitch, man. What's going on, man? You say you come here to talk some shit. You going to get some shit off your chest. What's up with you, man?
Man, I ain't got much to get off my chest. This is kind of heavy, but I'm just to lighten the load just a little tiny bit. Just a little tiny bit. Y'all told me y'all wanted to come out here and tell y'all some of my old stories. At one time, there used to be, I know y'all have done this before.
Hold on, what you mean? You got to ask the question first. You can't say we done it.
You listen to me, you find out if you damn
good. All right, go ahead.
Everybody's had a child birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Just cheering birthday party. Mm. Bunch of grown folks around eating and shit.
Yeah. Dave ain't had no child birthday.
I've been to one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, my bad.
Supposed to be the goddamn baby birthday party.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I was there.
A bunch of grown motherfucking niggas sneaking around, smoking weed, sniffing cocaine, a whole bunch of goddamn bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I was partying.
I was in with them. Some of those places. But before... I was going to go to this party one time, meet my wife, and go to the kid's birthday party. I was standing out on the corner. I was on the corner. We call it the block up in the New York area where I'm
You heard?
From. Yeah, you know.
Where was this at?
In New York. In New York, around White Plains.
Got you.
And there's a nigga standing out there, and he locked his keys in the goddamn car. So we standing around smoking weed. Me and a couple more brothers. Then we had to go to the party. So he didn't go, damn, man, how you gonna get these fucking keys out? So he went and got hangers and every fucking thing trying to get down in there and get the fucking, put a latch up.
Yeah.
Mm. So we stood there for a long time and laughed at this motherfucker for about 30 minutes. Now we got to fucking go. Mm. But the trick to it, the situation was, we knew how to get in the car. It wouldn't take about damn 3 or 4 fucking seconds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he's still fumbling.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. I said, man, I tell you what. Instead of you calling somebody with them locksmiths, it's going to cost you about $50 or $75 to get in this damn car because, you know, you is the man, you is the daddy, and you got to be to the party. It's your baby, not mine. Mm. I can get you in that car in about no more than 5 fucking seconds. Oh, man. Pop, so I hear you come help me. I got to get it because my wife going to be, she going to be all over my ass, man. She going to be mad at me. I said, okay then, partner. I said, I'll tell you what you do. Close your eyes, stomp your motherfucking feet. And by that time, I'll have the door open for you. And this motherfucker's just so fucking silly, didn't realize his back window on the passenger side was halfway down. Oh, man.
Oh shit.
We out there with all those hangers and all them everybody trying to get in it. I said, give me $25.
Give me $25.
I'm a pro, I'm an expert at this shit. I'm gonna have you at the baby party in 15 damn minutes. You have to worry about this shit. You've been out here damn 35, 40 minutes trying to get in. I said, I'm gonna help you.
Nigga got frustrated. He don't give a fuck. He ain't looking.
Reached in his pocket, had me the money. I went on the passenger side, put my hand down in the fucking window, pulled up the fucking lock, opened the door, said, yeah, you ready to go now.
So
anyhow,
you still charged the 25.
Oh, I charged him 25. He agreed to it.
Right, right. He agreed to it.
I ain't gonna take it back.
Right.
But anyhow, we go to the birthday party. You know when you go to a birthday party, all the grown folks are sitting around, the kids are running. You know, this is an apartment, like a little 2.5, almost. It was a two-bedroom apartment. But all the grown folks sitting all outside in the kitchen and then drinking liquor and stuff. But then all of a sudden, you know, like, everybody get missing. What the fuck going on? Where everybody at? These motherfuckers done got missing. Went in the other kids' bedroom while they was outside playing their games and shit. They was in there smoking weed like a motherfucker.
In the house?
In the house.
Oh, oh shit.
Open up the fucking door. We just bellow out the house like a coming out of a damn chimney at the kids' birthday party.
What?
Yeah, so I says, oh, boy, this is really good. I said, this is a kid's birthday. I said, this is really a grown folks party, ain't it? Uh-huh. Man, that's for my little boy, man. He's 25 years old. Uh-huh. I said, God damn, so why didn't somebody tell me y'all was smoking weed in the back? Uh-huh. I said, y'all got more weed coming out the motherfucking back room than out the fucking parking lot.
Out the fucking parking lot.
Yeah. That shit went on for a little while, went on for a while and while and while. Got the keys out the fucking car. But another story I want to tell you about is a motherfucker I knew when I was growing up that fell in the fucking shit house.
Oh, fell in the shit
fell
house.
In the shit.
You know,
house.
In the back of the days,
okay,
down in
yeah.
North Carolina, people yeah. had outhouses.
Mm. Mm.
They won't no motherfucking bathrooms, and a lot of people didn't houses. Have no goddamn bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You ready to go outside and get a little, what they call it? I call it the shit house, but they call it the outhouse.
The outhouse.
They didn't
outhouse.
Have running water.
So,
people
had homes, but didn't have bathrooms.
Didn't have running water.
Running
or
water.
Bathroom.
No,
right.
No running
okay.
water.
This is back in the fucking 60s, man.
Damn.
Yeah, right. So, anyhow, but we had to go to the bathroom. This lady,
mm-hmm.
she must have been about, that bitch was goddamn 225, 240. She won a damn pound.
Well, how tall was she though? I mean, you know, she might not be that big if she tall.
She was 5 feet, 4 or 5 feet.
That's big.
She was big and short.
God damn.
She go out to the fucking shit house.
Oh shit.
The shit. And all of a sudden, here's somebody said, "Oh, help me! Help me! Help me! Help!" I said, what the fuck is that damn sound coming from?
Where the fuck is that sound coming from?
We were young, man. I could have been no more than 16, 17. I wasn't even 17. I was young. This was an older lady, too. Done cooked the food and stuff and go shit. This was like this might have been, well, this Thanksgiving time. It might have been Thanksgiving time. I can't remember. Anyhow, we sit up on the porch. And we all heard some, like a cat mind meowing and shit. Help, help, help. And all of a sudden, you know, it kind of fades. What the fuck? I keep goddamn hearing it. I keep fucking hearing it. So we keep falling. Then all of a sudden, then we got to find where the fuck this shit coming from. So we got, me and a couple of guys got up. We started to hear it. And sounds were coming out the fucking shit house. This lady, you know, we're not there in the outhouse. And sit her 250-pound short ass on the little hole. You know, the hole ain't was so goddamn big.
Yeah.
Enough to sit your ass on. She sit down on the fucking hole, and the goddamn wood crack.
Oh, Lord.
That bitch fell down, and all this shit just goddamn pissed.
Oh. So you helped her out?
Who helped her out?
I'm asking.
No, I didn't help out.
Why not?
I went back in the house and get some of them women to go out there and help. For them old people. I'm not going to help that bitch.
But you was like 16. You said so. You was strong.
Young man.
Strong young man.
shit, I the strongest I ever been be strong enough to pick up my goddamn pistol and pop a baby ass. Like Richard Pryor said. That's how strong I was. I ain't never been that strong. The pull mother got some damn shit.
Oh shit.
They pull her out that damn shit.
Really
man.
In the shits.
Yeah, man. She had shit all over. It was all around her. It was from her neck down, man. And she, I don't think enough was goddamn. She would try to say, help, help, help. You know, shit house must be about, the ground must be about 4 feet deep. You know,
right.
And about 4 feet wide and around. So that's a and you never clean them out.
Right, no.
You, when the shit houses get full, it gets so full, you move the shit house, you cover it up, that's the shit in the damn ground. And she done fell in all this goddamn shit. I said, Lord, have mercy.
I'm disappointed in you, though, man. Well, you ain't help her out.
I tell you what. If I
fall, pick her up.
If by some coincidence now in 2020, and I fall in a shit house, you ain't got to help me out either because I understand.
Okay, cool. Because I was just going to say, I'll send Dave.
Yeah, bitch, fell out of that shit house and pull her ass out of there and get... Back to the house and watch all that. Mm-hmm. Somebody to go to the house and get us some clothes and stuff. But that shit was funny as fucking hell. If you don't want to laugh, you don't want to laugh at the lady.
Hey, I know you said you wasn't going to stay out too long, but how you feel about Trump?
What do you mean about Trump?
Well, how you know he gangster.
See, if he a gangster, somebody needs to drop some lead in this goddamn
house. Damn. Why he's smart?
That's
right,
just,
what you mean?
That's just my fucking opinion.
I'm saying OG's smart. Niggas hit him with that peach mint.
Man,
oh, you gonna peach me?
That ain't gonna do
you
shit.
You gonna peach me?
You gonna,
we going to war. Now you gotta deal with this war. What you wanna do?
He done fooled every goddamn body in America. All these damn Republicans, he done fooled all these motherfuckers.
That shit look like big bullshit to me.
Face.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit look like big bullshit to me. I'ma kill you, one of your top dogs. You try us. I got 52 other spots over there.
Trump,
we bombing all that.
Trump ain't got the nerve himself to pull a trigger on a goddamn cat. Well, that motherfucker ain't gonna pull a trigger and do nothing. He got people fooled, man.
You voting for him?
Hell no, I ain't voting for him.
I might vote for him in 2020.
All right, then go ahead then. You can't come back to my house, though. That shit is over. You can't come back to my fucking house.
You been listening to Kanye?
Kanye and his religious shit?
Mm-hmm. It's hypnotizing, man. That's how they get you.
He's religious, huh?
That nigga lost,
Jesus
man.
Is born. Mm. And Jesus is king.
Nah.
Well, I guess we're going to let OG go, man. I know you want to catch some more of these football games, right?
Yeah, I catch some more of the football game. All that right. Shit house thing. That shit, I thought about that shit one day. It cracked me fucking up. Cracked me
talking
up.
Fell in the shit.
Fell like, in the shit. Yeah. I'm still mad he ain't help her out.
I mean, yeah, I've been throwing up. I'm going to get some help.
Shorty went swimming, huh?
You can't use swimming shit, bro. You can't make those strokes in no shit.
You can't make
no strokes in?
The shit sand. It ain't quicksand, shit sand.
Shit sand.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no quicksand, shit sand.
Yeah. And I wish I had some more stuff to talk to y'all about. Yeah. I know y'all don't hear about no more of my drug days and all that shit today, so I'm going to let
unless you got one. You got a drug day or back in the day drug story?
You should have found out she went to the juke joint that later that night.
Let me look at my notes and see. I might have one or two out here. Oh, shit.
There we go. You're right, Bob.
Let me. Aha.
There we go.
So y'all always make this shit come out of
me. Hey, look. Hey, no, hold on, Dave. Bingy. Bingy.
Shaboobie.
Shaboobie.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bingy, no, Shaboobie.
What happened? What you did? You did some shit. Nah, see it all in your face.
This was too bad. This just scared the shit out of me. What this thing happened was, I had a buyer that lived in Virginia, but his sister lived in Philadelphia. So every time he come to get his fucking key, I would always drive from New York down to Philadelphia to give him his fucking shit. Man, this other man, this white boy, this Colombian guy,
right.
So one Saturday we was going down to drop. I knew all the particulars about the fucking deal and what was going on. We rode down the fuck going down to Philly, and my homeboy got pulled over for speeding. He white.
What do you have on him?
I'm black. And we got a kilo of cocaine in the damn car with a goddamn Spanish boy that don't speak motherfucking English.
Mm.
We sit there and we kind of talked our way out of that. He let us go. Gave us a ticket and just let us down.
How you talk your way out of that?
Well, we told him that we was on our way down to Cherry Hill, New Jersey, because we worked for a construction company. And we had on construction clothes, though. You know, anytime you're out going doing some dirt, everybody got to tell the same lie if the police pull you over and talk to you.
That's a fact. Stories got to match.
Right.
They got to match.
The cop going to pull you over here. Another cop going to pull you, ask you over there. So the stories got to damn be combined. Everything got to match up.
Right. Yeah. Right, right.
Got to come together.
It's all got... Can't be a different life between three fucking
people.
Oh,
yeah, they love that.
That's right. They say, something ain't right here. Now you want to search the car and go through every goddamn thing.
You say you went to Popeyes. Homeboy said you went to Krispy Kreme. And the other one said Chick-fil-A. Cream and chicken?
Y'all have been in too many places. And y'all pulled me together, so this story ain't right. They want to check everything around the car. So we had our stories here together. Plus a Spanish boy. He could let me. He didn't speak no English, but we could make him understand what was going, what was going on.
He knew the vibes.
He knew the vibes.
Right.
Got pulled over. Now on that, got a ticket, and he let us go. Not only that, our luck was so bad that fucking day. On the way back, we got pulled over fucking again. But there ain't no drugs. Well, there was drugs in the car because my man always gave me 2 ounces and like a couple $1,000 for the deer, right? So I'm sitting in the car. I got about 25. His money gave me, you think, 2,000. But I got about 500 in my pocket. My walk around traveling money.
Mm-hmm.
But the cocaine is gone. And plus, then my man, he always breaks the brick off and cuts me off 2 ounces out of thing for coming out and doing the fucking deal. You know what I'm saying? We get pulled over fucking again. Here come the police. I'm sitting in the back with goddamn 2 ounces of cocaine down in my sock. Another $2,000 in the other motherfucker's sock.
Oh, you said you had 2 ounces in your sock?
Yeah.
That's kind of chunky.
Now you got to do it right, boy. You got to do it right. Okay. You don't understand. I know how to do this.
Don't get shit on
right.
Jay. Right. He had the classy pants back then.
How the hell you get 2 ounces in his sock? Damn.
OG bell got kinkles,
back
nigga.
Back in them days,
they had the bell bottom pants.
The pants back in them days, they weren't bell bottom, but they're a little bigger, a little wider than the pants.
At the end of it.
Plus, I had on a pair of goddamn Tim's, you know what I'm saying?
So, New York shit. What up?
Pull over, fuck again. Here we go again. So, we all tell the same lie again. He actually looked through the car.
For what, officer?
Yeah, right. Shit. You don't never say that either.
Never back then. You making it up?
Yeah, for what? Oh. I'm sitting in the front seat.
My head.
My father was this white Italian boy. He's the one driving that Saturday. And the goddamn Colombian guy, he's sitting in the goddamn back. Ain't nobody got nothing on them but me. Two ounces of goddamn cocaine. So I get out. He go ahead and look through the car. I said, yeah, man. I told you, we come from a job trying to ask somebody a job and get right and get back. Went through that fucking shit for about 35, 40 minutes. He decided that he was going to let us go because we hadn't worked, like, looked like we had on work clothes, kind of dingy pants and dirt and shit. So he let us go behind that shit. Got back to fucking New York. I told them motherfuckers I ain't going nowhere with y'all ever.
Right.
If anybody had gone to jail today, it was going to be me. And I can't stand the fucking pressure.
Was y'all speeding both times?
Yeah, we were speeding.
Who was driving, though?
Back in them days, man, the speed limit went down to 55 goddamn miles an hour.
Well, I'm saying, who was driving? Was you driving?
The white boy, the Italian
That's
boy.
That's why you ain't want to ride with motherfuckers no more, because you won't drive.
That's right. So,
you ain't had no control.
I had no control over nothing.
I'm sitting there
with no control over nothing. And that shit was, it was scary. That's been the scariest I've ever been in my life. Mm. Besides the other story, I told you, I got caught with 2 goddamn kilos. I wasn't even scared behind that shit because I had some money stacked up. I could go get somebody to come down and get me out of fucking jail. But this was the beginning of the game. My goddamn funds are low. And I just can't get out of fucking jail. That won't that easy. I was. And the later part of my life, and something that had happened, I would have been standing outside the car talking shit, cussing motherfuckers out. Right. But this day, I can't say not one fucking word.
Like, I got to shut the shit. Fuck up.
I can't say nothing.
I don't know if they're going to pull off or not.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You ain't going to pull off, nigga? Yeah.
And I know you boys, y'all don't do no believing in doing that cocaine. And y'all smoke a little weed and drink a little liquor and shit. But boy, let me tell you.
What does cocaine do?
Like the Hulk?
Just makes you feel...
Like the Hulk?
Euphoric.
Euphoric.
Yeah.
Euphoric.
It ain't about the sniffing of cocaine. It's about the little drain, that little bitter freeze that goes down your fucking neck, down your nose and your throat. That's all it
it's
is.
It's that feeling of super fly.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling super real fly. Smooth, like you can pull any bitch in the fucking world.
Right.
You know,
oh,
like,
man.
Y'all ever heard about how them old pimps were talking? Yeah, man, you know, I went down to the club and I saw this bitch. You know,
Yeah. Hey, your pimp game. Yeah. You make it talk smooth.
Bring your pimp game up.
Yeah, look here, mama. You know what I'm saying? You want some of this yak? Yeah. I'm about to take it back. Take this line and we going to get right.
You got
all
it.
Night.
That's right, Mo. You got
that's
that
right, Mo.
You feel me, mama?
We called him Mo.
You must have seen that in a movie somewhere. Yeah. Damn well you ain't that experience.
Chop turkey. Yeah. Now your bitch chose me.
I'm going home that whole night. You going home back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How you like our studio?
Oh, the studio's nice, man. Looks like y'all got it looking pretty sweet. It's looking all right, you know?
Studio.
Yeah. I don't think it is. Y'all got to get some more supplies, some more extra water.
Stop snitching on the podcast. See, here we go. You be snitching too much on the podcast. Like, damn.
Y'all got to tighten up a
little
bit.
You know what I'm
saying? Relax. But y'all got it.
Hey, we be warm in the winter and we cool in the summer.
Yeah, right. Y'all got to look nice out here in the little studio. Y'all did a good job. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
We got juices. We got liquor. We got the ice bucket.
I ain't seen no juice.
We got apple juice right here, OG. Ashtrays.
Y'all gotta get y'all a couple cases of water in here and put your cooler on the other side.
Got some dirty ass Deer Park back there.
Yeah, that shit trash, man. That shit trash.
Because I didn't want it.
We didn't say that. We didn't say nothing about that.
All right, OG, we're gonna let you go, man. We know you wanna go
back in the house and watch the football game.
We appreciate you coming out here fucking with us on Dirty Water.
Yeah, I can fuck with y'all for a minute, but I want to tell you, I ain't picked up the rent money for this motherfucking business.
Whoa, studio.
Out here in the fucking backyard.
Can we get some money first? We got to make some money first, nigga. Yeah, damn.
Like, you got a job.
Oh, listen. Look, no more snitching. This shit is over with. Holla at OG.
What I do is I take my little pad and stuff, and I think about some more better shit. I'll pep it up for you a little bit.
All right, OG. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all too. It's nice. Y'all good boys. Good boys. Trying to do something in life. Appreciate it.
Let's go.
We back? We back? Okay.
2000.
Okay. Episode 59 in this bitch. You know what I mean? Okay. Shout out to OG, man. Shout out to the motherfucking OG kicking them fucking stories with us, fucking with us tonight, man.
OG be wild.
Oh, man, I'm tired. And then I'm tired of you niggas asking me what the fuck Dirty Water is. Don't ask me no more what Dirty Water is. Dirty Water is brown liquor. Whatever you prefer as brown liquor. We drink Hennessy. That's what we love. If you want to go get you some Parmesan, some E&J, some... Crown Royal, whatever is your preference in the darkness, go ahead.
In the darkness.
I'm just saying, man. That's what Dirty Water is. So stop fucking asking me.
Nah,
that
man,
shit.
Listen, Dirty Water is for everybody. It's Dirty Water is a dark liquor, but
yeah. So I'm saying.
When you listening to Dirty Water, you know what I mean? You could drink whatever you want.
No, I'm not saying they can't.
This nigga got like dark is like a vampire.
No, that's not what I was.
Go and get a cup and go drink in the dark.
That's not what I was saying. No. What I'm saying is because I bump into people, I'm guessing motherfuckers listening to us. So, you know what I'm saying? So I bump into it. They be like, what is Dirty Water? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it's the Hennessy we drink, but it's dark liquor. So, you know, get you some dark liquor or whatever you prefer. Cool. But our vibe is Hennessy and good weed.
There you go.
Like, just be honest about it. What's up, CJ? You all right over there, CJ? CJ and this bitch. That's my nigga. He flipped me off, man.
You going to address it again.
CJ be talking about I'm not his friend. He know damn well he's my friend. I might not be his friend, but he's my friend.
Came out with bars.
Like, what the fuck?
You're supposed to be my friend. You're not my friend.
Jesus Christ.
How many of us have them?
Friends.
Let's go.
We ain't got many. Friend. We ain't got many friends out here, man. We ain't got many.
Let's go.
I ain't got many friends as I came to adult, so whatever. But I was with the family as usual. Movie time.
Movie time.
Remember the Titans. Watch that with my son. Relax, man. Relax over there, CJ.
Okay. We got this little plaque, right? You know what I'm saying? It's got
shout out my wife. Shout out my wife. She got us a Dirty Water Studio plaque. Go ahead, Moses.
So. Got the plaque. We just got, we got one thing about that plaque. CJ.
So, CJ.
And went back and tried to get it right.
I tried to get it right for my friend. I tried to get it right for my friend.
It got you know all the, like looking computerized with CJ. It looks all crazy. I was looking all smooth. It's looking all crazy. But
why you snitching?
We still on it.
Why are you snitching?
We still on it, though.
Episode 59, a lot of snitching been going on.
The thing is, though. You got it right.
Yeah, we put
you
CJ,
got the situation right.
We put CJ name in Sharpie. Come on, CJ.
CJ over here got you his phone ringing. Jesus Christ.
He always got his phone ringing.
Yeah. Hey, look, he always come at us about some shit noise in the background.
Listen.
Can I turn the fan on at least?
Wait, now listen.
Turn your molar roll off.
Now, that's the reason why your name is written in Sharpie on that goddamn sign.
Yeah.
Yo, we love CJ. Fuck Dave, man. Don't do that, man.
Next time we're gonna put in glitter.
Glitter and gold.
And glitter.
You remember, like when you was a kid, you remember you had to use the Elmer's glue? And they put glitter on it?
Yeah. Put the Elmer's glue on.
Good times, man.
Oh man. All right, remember the Titans, man. I was watching that with the family. A lot of racism going on.
Is it Washington again?
Them black and white people didn't want to play together.
With the Afro.
It was unfortunate.
Now, it wasn't the black and white people wouldn't play together. The white people wouldn't play with the black people.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight.
Okay, man. Dave. Okay, talk your shit.
I was digging in segregation. You know what I'm saying?
But that damn Denzel, he do what he do. He brought them motherfuckers together.
First of all, in the movie, I'm talking about the real person. He brought them together.
Yeah, I don't know the real person's name. I ain't go do all the research.
Denzel brought them all together.
Yeah, Denzel, bro. John Q, my nigga, what you mean?
If it weren't for Denzel, they would never got together.
You know what I'm saying? He's an American gangster.
He was never born in the time, but if it weren't for Denzel, they wouldn't have got together.
Denzel, goddammit, that football, that pigskin.
Swine?
Yeah, man, so, you know.
I see that's why that's your favorite movie.
Yeah. That's, first of all, it's not my favorite movie. It's not my favorite movie, Dave. What are you talking about?
Hey, yo, look. They holding pork. Swine.
I was looking at it, though, and, you know, my son's watching it and everything, but it just looks like it looks like racism is taught in the household versus...
Of course it's taught, man. Yeah. You know better than that.
I know, but why?
It's different times. That's what
you know what I'm saying? Like think, why? Man,
you asking the wrong niggas. We not racist.
The movie can't was for you, you to see all different parts.
Now, you see that it was a lesson at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it was a lesson, but see different
football
parts.
Football brought them together.
Yeah.
It,
teamwork.
You
know
I mean? It give you a question like why people hate, you know what I'm saying, black folks. No you seen, reason. Yeah, you seen some was raised like that, some was not. Some was like, why is we even doing it's stupid. Like I don't even got no problem with this dude, we kinda cool. Thought to realize they got stuff in common. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Forgot the color. So that mindset was like, it fucks people up. So now I think now, especially now in generation, people more open-minded.
Or when homie, when a black homie, when he introduced, when the white guy introduced, what's his name? I forgot the young black dude. They was friends. It was real cool.
Oh, Wood Harris?
Wood Harris, yeah. When Wood
paid
Harris.
Paid it full.
When Wood Harris met his friend's mom, he just gave her a hug, and that fucking and you seen the look on her face.
Yeah,
it
fucked
like,
her
it
up.
It fucked up, crazy.
Fucked up. But it was dope.
She
though.
Gave it.
It was
she
dope. Gave back, but she, you know, what I'm saying, like she loved the boy, fuck? Like that was her boy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he went through his thing. You know what I'm saying? When he had the accident.
Right.
So like, for her to see that, and for people to see that, I feel like that was a touching moment.
How'd you sound like? How'd you sound like the movie?
He liked the movie. He enjoyed it. It's just crazy, especially like, because I'm going to be honest with y'all. My son's been called a nigger before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? In our neighborhood and shit, like just some little white boy just felt like he thought that was cool to say that to him and his two friends while as they're playing basketball and shit.
What did he say to him? They call him a nigga? He say, "What's up, my nigga?"
Nah, I mean, they don't really hang with the dude, the little boy like that, because he's always just starting some type of trouble. And my son don't be really about that trouble. He don't want to do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and it was just like, nah, we ain't trying to play with you. And then he was just on nigger shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm just like, and you know what I mean? They, like, he said they kind of chased him or whatever. And I was like, nah, don't even get mad about that. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them use that to offend you or make you mad. You know what I mean? They mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just laugh at it. It's cool. You know what I mean?
I
bet he didn't want to fight you.
Yeah.
Like, because he ran off. So, you know what I mean?
Tell your son how to handle the situation best, but if somebody put your hands on you.
Nah. He already know. That's the only thing. Like, he already know. Don't put your hands on him. Yeah. Like, I definitely, he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll fuck somebody up.
Yeah, the words don't matter.
Yeah. So I seen this shit coming out. It's a docuseries coming out in February called McMillions. Mm-hmm. And it's about this ex-cop became a security guard, and he pretty much scammed McDonald's Monopoly board games.
That's crazy.
I just wanted to ask y'all. I wanted to put y'all on.
Those games was popping.
Yeah, and everybody was trying to win that
everybody
shit.
Everybody was trying to win that shit. So,
but these motherfuckers were scamming them. Scamming the shit some kind of way. And they got a docuseries coming out. So I was like, yeah, I got to check that out. Mm. I got to check that out. J. Cole did a motherfucking Puma commercial here in the Ville. Walker Spivey. I know some people that went to that school at that basketball court.
That's what's up.
But
I'm sorry, what side of town is that on?
That's right up the street off of Old Wilmington Road, bro. Right here in Fayetteville.
What side of town is it?
What do they consider that? Are we on the east side? I don't know what they consider Old Wilmington Road, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's west side. It's closer to downtown. I don't know what they consider that shit.
Downtown.
Okay. It might be south side, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
I'm not originally from the Ville. But now I'm just tired of niggas saying, yo, Cole don't do shit for the Ville and this and that. And it's just like, well, what the fuck is he supposed to do for you? Like, what is he supposed to do for you what are you doing for the city?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk all this shit. Y'all ain't getting on Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't getting on Sonny's downtown. These motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? These Chinese people, no disrespect or Asians, whatever, but I'm just saying, they making millions right here in our hoods.
Yeah.
Y'all don't run down on them and saying, why y'all not giving back to our community?
Yeah.
But y'all want to bother this guy that he don't even owe y'all shit. He don't owe y'all a goddamn thing. Let's just be honest. Like, what does he owe? But then at the same time, I see Dreamville Foundation shit on my kid's school when it comes to school supplies and all that other type of shit.
I feel like most of the time you're not going to know what nobody do in the background, especially good. They always trying to find the bad. You know what I'm saying? Especially you popping. So it's hard to find out. I feel like he does a lot for it, but it's really hard to do. And the thing is, like, if you want him to help you out, get your shit right. Have your shit. If you trying to do a little something, a business or something, have your shit right, you know.
But that man don't own sense, he don't owe y'all like, shit though. That's the thing.
I'm just saying, you just can't like, do beats for a week and be like, yo, J. Cole, holler at me. Or I wanna do this spot, I did a barbershop, you know. I did two hairs, so
they talk a lot of shit about he don't sign nobody from here, whatever. I mean, so? So
I feel like
grind, nigga, go harder.
That's the thing.
That's
like
it.
He got to see you go hard. I feel like you done seen him go hard. A lot of stuff I done seen him in before he got famous. So I was wondering that was the grind back then. You know, he was on Dave Chappelle Block Party. If you look, he was like down below. So like, have they did the research? That's the thing. Do you research?
I'm just saying, stop saying that bullshit.
First of all, shout out to Mr. Lee's. He been providing all y'all east side bitches with weaves for about 30 years now.
Niggas was getting grills out of Mr. Lee's.
Grills out of
chains.
Mr. Lee's.
Do rags. I'm guilty.
Hair care products.
Mr. Lee's been popping
brushes.
For a long
shout
time.
Out to Mr. Lee's. He's been providing the hood with what we need. So I ain't shitting on Mr. Lee's. And he employs black employees
for him to make millions though.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you need these people.
Got the hood rats.
Need
the hood rats.
Hood rats. He ain't coming out here saying, "Oh, let me
hood rats." He not giving free weave out.
Right.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, giving free weed out.
Donate some shit.
Out.
You know, I don't know.
I'm just saying, man.
More of the story is you can't please everybody, so, you know what I mean?
True.
Do what you gotta do. I'm sure Cole ain't worried about what the fuck people is talking about.
Nah, I don't think he is neither. I'm just saying, when I see it, just be like, I don't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, he for the city, so whatever, though.
Would you ask him about the dog over there? He hungry.
CJ is hungry. He mad at me. I ain't getting no wings. I don't know why.
Friend.
It's not like I told him. I didn't tell CJ I was coming here with some wings, and he just frustrated with me over there.
Yeah, you got these Chipotle napkins, so kind of hungry.
Chipotle's from last night. And no eat more ever ice, clear CJ. For CJ.
Eat some ice, CJ.
Did y'all want to talk about Trick Daddy, man, down in Miami? You know, had a little DUI, hit a couple signs, you know, his Range Rover. Yeah, whatever. Shout out to Trick Daddy. That's my nigga, man. I fuck with Trick Daddy.
I just want to know what happened.
He found some. They found cocaine on him as he got arrested.
No, I'm saying with the head. did he take a razor into the edge up?
I don't know.
I think he was at a barbershop and didn't finish and was in the rush.
You think that's what happened? What if he was getting a cut in the club? He said he was in the club, had a few drinks. Maybe he was getting a haircut in the club.
And nothing ain't finished. And he just ran. He's like, damn, I got to go.
Got to dip out.
Yeah. Put his head on, I'll be back.
Let me hit a couple signs.
That nigga look like a bruised sweet potato. Yeah. And a goddamn, in his mugshot, he was looking nuts.
Let it edge him up with the potato clipper.
He had a kitchen cut. Who just shaped you up?
Yeah.
Who just? Oh, my God.
It ain't done yet. It's a song to it. It's who just shaped you up? Was it a kitchen cut? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to bring back baby hair with no
Holy
baby hair.
Cut this off and bring it down like baby hair.
That's crazy.
Y'all motherfuckers is retarded
not
here.
Trick Daddy.
Y'all motherfuckers is retarded in dirty water.
And he had a little nose candy with him, too. Mm. Yeah.
Found him with that cocaine in.
Yeah, look, shout out to Trick. What's his name, Trick Daddy?
No, don't do that to Mike no more, Dave. That was nasty, man. Don't do that no more to Mike. That's filthy over here.
Let me get the cheese grater on.
Motherfucking Dave is filthy out here.
Trick, we need you around, man. We need you around.
Shout out Trick Daddy, man. I fuck with Trick Daddy.
Shout out to Trick.
Jesus Christ. Y'all ever been to Miami?
No.
Me neither.
Need to go.
Let's go. Y'all ain't trying to go, Mike. Because you don't want to take a flight, Moses.
Don't worry about what I want to do.
I tell you what, I ain't trying to run into Trick Daddy.
Why not? I chill with Trick. You wouldn't chill with Trick Daddy?
No.
Trick Daddy cools, man. Trick Daddy cool. We're going to make sure you have a good time.
I'm sure.
You be straight, sure. though. Ain't nobody going to fuck with you.
He got a restaurant down there, too. I don't know
the
name.
You know what I'm saying? He be cooking with some good-ass food I be seeing on there.
Yeah. Nah, he be cooking pork.
Whatever.
I seen the ribs he cooked. They look good, but I couldn't eat them.
You got pork bomb in the fucking your pocket right now.
No, I don't, nigga. My lips. So they doing my nigga a little Boosie dirty, right?
Bacon short.
He goes to a game. He wears a fucking Kappa shirt. I don't know too much about these fraternities. But then I talked to a couple of my homies. Shit's like a gang, man. He can't wear that shit. That's what they say. Who gonna gang up on him, though? Like, that's the thing about it.
Nobody. That's what they be. That's why you know what I'm saying? But... I understand it's supposed to be respect, but at the same time, why ain't y'all giving it to the public? I think y'all should have something different for the public. At represent, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the fraternities out there.
Yeah, shout out to fraternities.
But y'all niggas got to relax.
But yeah, some people just like your style. What's wrong with you? That's some hot shit.
Y'all got to relax, okay? not that serious.
They taking it serious, though. That's the thing. They like, yo, yeah.
But come on. Ain't nobody touching Bootsy.
They might touch Bootsy.
Okay.
They might. I don't hope. I'm not saying that's what I want for him.
You just want
to talk. Because I know he.
You just want to talk.
Nah, I'm just. Nah, just.
You just want to talk.
I wouldn't this advise Bootsy. It. Like,
this,
you know what I'm saying?
Bootsy all badass.
Right. I wouldn't advise that shit, man. Honestly. So, what the fuck are we going to talk about? I ain't going to lie, man. I want to talk about something real quick, man. I don't know how you guys feel about, like, people just showing up unannounced at your crib or whatever. But when you just at the crib, just minding your business, I had a family member just straight pop up on me, right? Like, I'm in there chilling, minding my business, right? Just finished smoking, of course. You know what I mean? Playing my video game, just me and my kids. I smoke outside, by the way. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. So, ding dong. Like, who the fuck is this? I ain't expecting no goddamn body. You're like, what the fuck is going on out here? Like, and then I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's one of my son's friends or some shit like that. I'm like, oh, let me go tell him. Nah, he ain't coming outside. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? My goddamn mother-in-law. Oh. I was just coming to check on my granddaughter, you know, her, she was sick today. this is in my head now. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. This is in my head now. You can't text or call somebody real quick? Like, hey, don't tell her what I'm doing up in here.
It's my house.
Right. Like,
this is my house.
I love you, by the way. Don't get it twisted.
No, I'm just...
She probably, I hope she don't hear this. She might hear this one day. I don't think she listens to our podcast. My wife is going to hear this and talk pure shit to me. But
smack your gun said.
How do y'all feel about it? Like, how would y'all feel if somebody just unannounced, just pops up, ring your fucking doorbell, and you jacking off?
What?
I'm just saying, that could be the scenario. I'm just saying that could be the scenario. I'm not saying that's what's going on.
First of all, if I'm jacking off, I don't care who comes to the door because I'm jacking off. You know what I mean? So listen, them niggas gotta wait.
Look at fat ass.
But yeah, you know, uninvited guests is annoying. That's for sure.
It was awkward, Dave.
Yeah.
It was very awkward. Especially not expecting nobody.
Yeah, what was you trying to tell us? You was beating off when the
No.
When your mother-in-law
came? She don't know I smoke. I could have just been burning it down. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what caught you off guard. You just like,
yeah, I don't like shit like that though.
So you were smoking and beating off.
I was not, Dave. I was not beating off, Dave. Oh, I made that a scenario for y'all.
Oh, I was trying to get down and to your motive, asking if niggas.
Nah, my motive don't fucking pop up unannounced. Text or call me.
You rubbing ash.
Let me know you trying to pull up.
You rubbing ash and Vaseline. You know?
These niggas here.
Weed Keith and ash and
this nigga Lex is sick.
Yeah. Y'all need it.
Fucking hand looking green.
Filthy. You are filthy.
Nah, but
this nigga put Vaseline and Keith on his hand.
Weed. My hands are so sticky. Smells good. Smells good. Nah. Whatever. Fuck y'all, man.
Nah, but nobody guess, bro. It's all different levels, right?
Well, how many levels is
so,
it?
You got your family.
You got
members?
Your girl, mom. So if she know East State, she won't come through. You never know. Sometimes she might be on surprise, drop something off. But at the same time, you just like, what the fuck? What was your antennas? I just look at my shorty because I'll be like, what the fuck was your antennas? You supposed to be called. I told you to call your mom.
What the fuck was your antennas?
I told you to call your mom. Then would have found his. You know what I'm saying? Or he'll be the homeboy. But I feel like, if it's something like important, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't mind, but like, I feel like, I guess, if you don't. People you don't normally chill with, you just don't expect. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah.
Just say that.
What about you, Dave? Somebody just pop up on you?
Yeah. You outside. Because I was just like, it's never no matter happened, what, but, think know. About it. If somebody come to your house, right, you would still be outside. Be cold as fuck. Like, yeah, it was just, nah, I'm just chilling. Everybody go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? You stop at the door. If you knew what had happened, you would stop at the door. Yeah, and everything's, yeah, she sleep. Right. Everything good. Yeah, and, oh, I'm tired. Oh, and I'm, ooh, my stomach.
The, talk to niggas at the front door. Don't even invite them in. Mm.
Hey, let me make this clear, too. I was not beating off. Dave said that, so. Made that very fucking clear. Tell you not while my kids is there. Please,
let me tell you. I didn't say that.
Let me tell you something. The more you keep talking about it, the more people I think believe in. Ain't nobody thinking about it.
No,
that.
Don't tell them that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, don't tell you. No, tell me that. Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Nobody, I'm sure nobody was thinking about that. Now niggas is like, damn, was he really beating on?
No, man. What the fuck? Well, not while the kids are there.
Worrying about it. Yeah, because they think he was outside smoking and beating off. Now you got niggas want to try it. I should try that.
Right.
They fucking up
the
yard.
That's adventurous.
Yeah. Just fucking up the yard.
Got kids running around. You out here jerking off.
Yo, shut the
hell. Kids running in the back, falling.
I don't know why it's so slippery around here. It looks like Spider-Man's Playhouse.
That is nasty.
There's so many webs.
Nah.
That's why? That's fucking filthy, nigga. Shut up. That's filthy.
You filthy.
Oh. You filthy. You filthy.
You goddamn dog. No, just...
hey, fuck y'all. shout out to crackheads, man. Crackhead Appreciation Day, man. Shout out to crackheads. I miss y'all because ain't many of y'all left. And we need y'all. Let's just be honest. We need y'all. I miss y'all just stealing shit and bringing it by for the bread, for the cheap. I miss y'all just washing cars for the cheap. You know what I mean? Like, I'm missing all of that shit.
Yeah, crackheads used to make the community
balanced. No,
bring balance to the community.
I feel like that.
Crackheads.
No, I'm wrong for that. No,
you just think about the crackheads is what they be doing. Just car don't work. Niggas just have a piece of gum making shit run until you got it. We got to go on.
Yeah, but the heroin addicts, unfortunately, I fuck with y'all too. Don't get it twisted. But they be nodding off, falling asleep. They ain't gonna go do shit.
Heroin's done fucked up a lot of jobs too.
Yeah.
These ain't had a piss in that. Now they got a fucking piss because fuck, heroin to people. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, fuck this.
Shout out to the drug dealers. Bring crack back.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I was trying to get some cheap shit. Because I'm broke. I miss them.
We don't condone no selling.
No, not at all. I'm talking about.
Do what you want.
Yeah, well, bring the crack back.
Not hating on nobody.
Like, what you mean?
Not hating on the hustle, but not promoting it.
No, you can't knock the hustle. Don't do that.
Don't bring crack back, but crackheads, they used to. You know what I mean?
Balance.
It kept the hood.
It might
going,
just crack heads up under the skies like superheroes.
Get the cheap deodorant.
Crackheads like superheroes. They up under the skies.
It was knowledgeable people. And then they
won't fall asleep.
Some of them, they definitely wouldn't fall asleep.
They was up. They getting it.
A lot of them had jobs.
A lot of them was cool. A lot of them was a headache. Not everybody can, you know what I'm saying? You be like, what the fuck?
Why was they a headache?
Don't act like every crackhead is somebody you can deal with.
Because
one of the crackheads, he's just a crackhead.
Like Felicia?
He's still,
Felicia. Was Felicia a crackhead on Friday?
Yeah, she was a crackhead.
But Felicia ain't had no skills, though.
Yeah, she was trash.
Bring
the crack back.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man. What is wrong with you?
I'm just one of the crackheads, man. I miss them. I'm telling you, I miss them.
You just want stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
$2 to get the whole yard done. How
I think
fuck?
Meth is might be the new crack, or the pills might be
meth
the new
is
crack.
Bad.
It's the new crack, but they ain't as active.
They staying up for days. They active, nigga. The meths? Yeah, the meth has,
I'm still thinking about the heroin and the Percocets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas
Percocet.
Oh yeah, them niggas is useless, man.
Molly going Percocet. To sleep, nodding off. I don't like
represent.
It.
Gotta
I don't
represent.
Like it.
I hope y'all get off of it.
It's 2020, man.
Yeah, get off that shit. Ain't nothing cool about it.
Yo, CJ, stop torturing yourself looking at food, man.
What are you talking about? Shut up. Leave CJ alone, man. CJ ready to play Call of Duty.
Wings. Pizza. Subs. Oh, my God. So yo, many options.
We're going to get the fuck out of here.
What's a Grubhub right now?
That was a Grubhub.
CJ, follow Food Network on Instagram.
Rubbing his chest over there. Oh, yeah.
We gonna get the fuck out of here.
Cocoa,
this episode butter, 59.
Bacon,
this episode
cocoa,
50.
Butter, bacon, oil. Yeah.
This episode 59.
What up? Huh? What you want? This is what you want. Huh? You don't want to call me. You want the hype shit. At the fucking end, CJ. It's what the fuck you want. Moses, huh? You good, Dave?
Yo, follow us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. We on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast.
All this fucking underscore.
I'm on Instagram, dirty_water_lex. Dave, what is it? Dirty Water Dave B. What's your shit, Moses? What's your shit again,
my
Moses?
My shit, Moses underscore, put you in the underscore. In the underscore. Ow! All right.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast, man. If you listen to us on Spotify, fuck with us. If you listen to us on SoundCloud, if you listen to us on Apple on your little iPhone, that little purple shit, rate us, leave a review, all that good shit. And
drink some more dirty
iPhone,
water.
Your little iPhone.
Your little purple yeah, shit. IPhone. Nigga, what?
Hey, I'm 2020
now.
Not changed. 2020, new year, new me. I changed. I'm not doing a New York Europe no more then, though.
What are you talking about?
Because y'all be calling, me a Fayetteville nigga.
First of all, you don't even sound right when you do it.
It's cool.
He was like, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, it don't matter. I'm Fayetteville nigga now. It don't matter. East side. Yeah. What up? And.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Ew.
Huh? I don't know, CJ. It's CJ. It's bullshit.
Word.